Okay, let's. We cannot learn Elunaris without learning the famous Reb Chaim on Akira Tzerach Hanacha. You know the Reb Chaim? I saw Rabbi Kamenetsky say, Elunaris, Akira Tzerach Hanacha. Everybody knows that Reb Chaim. But I'll tell you something else. I started telling my father this, what is Reb Chaim, so my father told me, he said, oh, I remember my Rebbe, Reb Aaron Soloveitchik. He said over a whole piece of Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ralbag in Te'elios on this Reb Chaim. And I told my father, Abba, you just remember something from 60 years ago? He said, yeah, I haven't heard it in 60 years. Amazing, how a person remembers 60 years, the famous Machlekes, which is not written down, but then I saw it and put it all together. So let's try and see how we put it into the Sugya. This is the classic Reb Chaim, and it's very, very actually fundamental. So again, the Gemara that we started last week, Gufa, number one on the first page, Amar Rav Chisda Moide Reb Nechunyi Ben Akonam, Begoyin Ev Chelbo Shechaveira V'achloi Shuchayev, Shekvan Ischai Begneva Koyim Shavali De'is HaChelev. In other words, if a person steals the chelev of his friend and eats it, there is no Kamle V'Rab Minei. Why? Because not at the same time. So the Gemara says, Leme Pligi De Rababin, Dom Rababin, say this August in Rababin, this Rababin says, Hazerik Chet Mitchilis Abba L'Soif Alba, if a person throws a arrow from the beginning of Dalad Amos to the end of Dalad Amos, the Korah Shirayin Bahali Chosoi, and as it's traveling, it rips Shirayin, it rips a silk as it's traveling, Potter. So we say you're Potter on Shabbos. Why? You're Potter from paying for the Shirayin. Sha'akira Tzorech Hanochehi, Hochanami Hagbo Tzorechilehi. Which means that we say it's Kamle B'Rabbi Minei. Why is it Kamle B'Rabbi Minei? So Rashi says, Akira Tzorech Hanochehi. What does that mean? Even though the chiv of ripping of the shirayim happens before it settles, before the hanocha, and therefore you're not chayiv misan Shabbos until you have the akira and the hanocha, and the chiv moment comes first. Nevertheless, potter. Why? Since it comes between akira and the hanocha asilei. And misa v'tashlumin boin ke'echot. Shakira tzorech hanochi. Because the akira, when it gets picked up, is also part of the hanocha. Umahi shaita atchalo l'malocha. So from that time period, from the akira, from when it gets picked up, when he throws the arrow, the akira part, is tzorech hanocha, says Rashi, atchalo l'malocha, which means the malocha, the Avera, the carrying of Dalet Amos, starts already at the Akira, and therefore, what Rashi seems to say, I think Shana Rashi is, and therefore, the ripping of the Shirayim happens at the same time. It happens between the Akira and the Anocha, like Rashi says. It happens between the Akira and the Anocha. It starts, the Avera starts, the Chi of Misa starts at the Akira, finishes at the Anocha. Hence, the ripping of the Shirayim is between the Akira and Anocha, and therefore it's Kamle B'Rab Minei, it's the same time. That's what Rashi says. Masha Enkein, by what's the name? When you steal the chelev of your friend, Hochanami, Hochyashta, Hotsim Yefshel Anocha B'Lo Akira, Hoch Efshel Achila B'Lo Akba. In other words, you cannot be Chayev the Hanocha, the fact that it drops on Shabbos, the Hanocha, you have to have the Akira in order to be Chayiv Misa. You need both the Akira and the Anocha. So they're both part of the same Chiyuv Misa. Masha'en Kein, Hagbah is not Tzorech Achila, which means that you don't have to pick it up in order to eat the Chelev, because the Gemara says, Dibayi Gachin V'Achil, because you can actually lie down, bend down, without having to pick it up and still be Chayiv Achila. So therefore, one is not necessary for the other one. Masha'en Kein V'Akira, Tzorech Hanocha, it's part of it, you can't do one without the other, and therefore, the Svara of Rashi, that one starts, and it's like a long process, from the Akira, till the Hanocha, and in between you went, and you ripped the Shirayim, that's the case of Kamle B'Rab Minei. Jeff, you following? Because you weren't here last week. What? No, you won't catch up. You're just getting more lost.
Now, the same problem people asked last week, which is, if the Anocha never happens...
So Shimon Shkop already says that if the Anocha never happens, it's a gilui lemafreya, then it was nothing over here. But what seems to be, wait. So before that, by the way, I get that point, right? I get that point. I have another issue with Rashi as well. What's Rashi saying? You're right, the malacha starts at the time of the Akira. But when are you chayiv misa? You're chayiv misa at the halacha. Only at the end you're chayiv misa. So why is the kimle v'ramine? I never really fully understood what Rashi's trying to say. One question I have on Rashi. Rashi says, I know, but Rashi's not saying one might. Rashi's saying, the malacha starts, aschala, it starts at that time, and it comes in between. Rashi is like, you know, is Rashi telling me, by the way, the Rashi does learn that. The Rashi says that from the beginning of Dakira, that's the Maisa Aveira. So, look, I know Rashi really says that. Aschala malacha, maybe you can learn like that, but it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, like you said, if there's no anocha, then you're not chai from Dakira.
Unless you're in outer space, it has to be a
But when
gravity,
somebody,
automatically,
if somebody grabs it in between,
that's a
somebody grabs it. If a dog comes and jumps up and grabs it,
what if it lands in the tree?
No, that's also above 10 am, above 10 tefachim. Yeah, okay. So again, it's going to be nuanced. But if you learn like Rashi learns, like the Rashi learns, which seems to be pashat shas, then a malacha starts. The chiyuv misa starts already. That's somewhat of a chiddush to say that the chiyuv misa is before the halacha actually takes place. It's somewhat of a chiddush, but okay, I can learn like that. That's pshat in Rashi. Then the Gemara says something else. Inami, another teretz. Hasam iboi lahadurei loy matim hadala. Hacha matim hadala. In other words, in the case of the hadba with the achila, when you pick up the food, the chalev in order to eat it, so you can stop in the middle. Masha'in came over here, once you throw the arrow, right, you cannot stop in the middle, and therefore what? What's the shot? Once you throw the arrow, you cannot stop in the middle, it's done already, and therefore?
So you completed, you did the halacha?
You have the akira and the hanacha. That's what I would learn. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, loy mati ladure, you see by bays, between bays, and Gimel, loy mati ladure, mishazoa kesachet, you cannot return it, hilkoch mishas akira, from the time of the akira, soifoi likroya loy shirayim. If I would write Rashi, I would write, soifoi lo nuach. Right? You want to tell me that it's all one, like Rashi says, it's all one maisa vera, and the fact that you cannot stop it in the middle makes it one chiyuv. So then why does Rashi say, from the time I throw it, it's going to rip the shirayim? My point is not ripping the shirayim. The real point is, it's soifel anuach.
Looking at parallel to the chalev. What's about durim? Means I can always give back the chalev.
No, the chalev is that no, from the aveira aspect. The hagbah is not serich achila. No, in the chalev the aspect is the hagbah is not serich achila, and therefore the chiyuv misa doesn't start at the hagbah because I can stop in between. So to here, the chiyuv misa doesn't start at akira because I can stop. Because here the chiyuv misa does stop at akira because I cannot stop in between. I know, so what's Rashi trying to tell us? Not my kasha, the Maram Shif as the kasha. Look at number 2, next second page, worthwhile seeing Maram Shif inside. Berashi b'divra maslom atzadurei, soifil kroy l'shirayim, loy meyushav hach lishne, mishas akira, soifil lenuach miboilei. Shirayim my avidite. You understand this question? You want to tell me, if you're learning with Rashi Svara, you're learning that from the akira, that's when the aveira starts. Which Avera are we? I know that's the first shot. I mean, slow down. I know, I'm trying to show you this. Two Balkan Rashi. But if you learn like the first.
Gemara.
Two Pshat in the Gemara, correct. Again, you're answering it because I'm feeding it to you.
It's obvious.
What are the two Mahalchim in the Gemara? And what are they arguing on? Slow down. Let's work it out. So if you learn like the first Pshat in Rashi, which seems to be that from the Akira, that's when the Avera starts, and therefore it's all coming with Amine. So we're talking about the Aveira, we're talking about the Aveira of Shabbos. So from the Akira, it's Soifoi. I can't stop it, it's Soifoi Lenuach. Rashi will say that. Rashi says, Soifoi Likroi Aloi Shirayim. So what's that? So the Maram Chif has a Pshat. That's what his ingenious Pshat. He says, I'll tell you Pshat, why Rashi has to say that. Because you're right. The Aveira starts, if you learn Akira Tzarech Anocha, that means the Aveira starts when? At the time of the Akira. It doesn't mean the Aveira starts at the time of the Akira, but the Aveira is completed at the time of the Akira, says the Maharshir.
Oh,
since the Aveira is complete at the time of the Akira, there's no Kim Nei B'Rabbi Minei, because the ripping of the Shrine happens afterwards. Says the Maharshir, you know what Rashi tells me? The ripping of Shrine also happens in the beginning. The Akira is when the Aveira starts and finishes. The Akira and the Halacha is all in the beginning. Could the Tzayfai, at the beginning, the Aveira starts right away. That's the Aveira. Oh, but the Shiraim is not then. No, the Shiraim goes to retroactively. That's what he wants to say, Pshat. Funny Pshat.
And that's why he says it has to be where the chetz can't be caught, because it's inevitable.
So then the Aveira is now, and everything is now. Oh, that's a chiddush. Va'af yesh leima. Look what he says. Look what he writes. Va'af yesh leima. Dim chiyuv misa matchil tekev mishas akira. Then maybe Rashi is trying to tell me that the chiyuv misa is when? In the beginning, Akira Terechanocha, that's when the Chayiv Misa, Vahavi Ki'ilu Nach, and it's like at the time of Akira, it's like you already rested, Kivin Alei Matzil Mehedet, since you can't stop it, Im Kein Chiyuv Tashlumi Bo'achakach, V'lai Mifzin Tam Kamli Rabinei. So then you have to, so why are you possibly Kamli Rabinei? The Chiyuv payment only happens afterwards. So what's the Pshat? Elim Kein Boyin Ke'echad Mamash, V'chein Mash Be'egi B'toy Tzimuruvah. So therefore you want to say that the Korah Shirayim means also happens right away. Then he says, but all I'm showing you is that he also learned for some reason that the Chiyuv Misa is right away. It's the time of Akira. So much so, the Chiyuv Misa is right away that you cannot stop it. So the Chiyuv Misa is now. See, he says, what about the Shirayim that happens afterwards? No, that's also Soifoy Likoye Shirayim. That's Shad and Rashi.
Again, also because it's inevitable.
Again, I agree, but to say that the Chiyuv Misa is before any Hanukkah, all happens retroactively, it's a chiddush to learn like that. Maybe Rashi's saying that. I'd rather have a different Pshat of Rashi. If you ask me, I want to learn a different Pshat of Rashi. I might be wrong. I was learning my son this morning, because he's learning El Nash and Shiva. He tells, you know, you have five different Pshatim in Rashi, at the end of the day, it all comes to the same thing. And I don't know what the right Pshat of Rashi. I would think perhaps the Rashi's telling me the machlekes between the first Pshat and the second Pshat, is that perhaps Rashi in the first shot learns that, remember we said this last week, I'm just going to quickly review it, that there's two concepts in Kamlei B'Davmidei. One concept is that the Chiyuv Misa, which means, if I am Chayav Misa, I do an action that causes me to be Chayav Misa, then while I'm Chayav Misa, not after I'm Chayav Misa, but while I'm busy with the action that's Mechayav Misa, you can't give me another punishment. So while I'm doing something that makes me chayav misa, I do something else that makes me chayav mamon. Sorry, you're busy already with giving you the big punishment. We don't give you the small punishment. Kamlei B'Rabbanei is the p'tur in the chiyuv misa that I'm undergoing now by doing something that I'm not allowed to be doing. So that same time, I cannot be chayav mamon. So then we said a svara last week. We said even if it's two separate actions. Even if while I'm Chayav Misa, I go with my own hands and I'm Kol HaShiraim, it doesn't make a difference. Because while I'm Chayav Misa, right, today Rashi in the first time learns that it's all dependent on my Chayav Misa. So Rashi says, from the time of Akira, that's when my Chayav Misa kicks in. My Chayav Misa kicks in from the time of Akira. And therefore, during the Chayav Misa, I'm doing the Shiraim, or the Shiraim is happening, that's coming to the Lamanei. That's one shot we learned. Another shot we wanted to say last week is not because while I'm Chayav Misa, nothing to do with Chayav Misa. Even if right now I'm not Chayav Misa yet, but if I do an action, a Misa, that's going to be Mechayav Misa, that same action cannot be Mechayav Mimomai. It's a p'tur in the Misa. So even if right now I'm not Chayav Misa yet, but what's my action? My action is the throwing the arrow. That action of throwing the arrow cannot be mechayev mimamoy as well. And therefore, maybe that's Rashi's second shot. Rashi's second shot is not talking about the Chiyuv Misa starting now. No, the Chiyuv Misa only happens at the time of an halacha. Rashi says, but right now, the same action that's causing me to be mechayev Misa is soifoy likroya loy shirayim. That's what Rashi says. That same action is also going to rip down the shreds. If it's the same Maisa, says Rashi, there's a p'tur in Kimlei B'Ramine. So the two p'shotim in the Gemara is really two p'shotim in Kimlei B'Ramine. If Kimlei B'Ramine is a p'tur in the Chiyuv Misa, once I'm Chayiv Misa, I'm putter in Chiyuv Mamon, that's one p'shot. Or Kimlei B'Ramine is not Chiv Misa doesn't happen to the Hanacha. Clearly not. We asked the question, how does Chiv Misa happen? Does it happen to the Hanacha? But what? But the action that I'm doing now, it's throwing the arrow, that's the action that can be Mechayev Misa. That same action is Soifoy Likroya Shirayim, and therefore, there's the one action can be Mechayev both, and that's how I want to learn Pshat in the Rashi. Simple Pshat.
While the arrow is going through, if there wasn't
Shirayim
in front of it?
The Gemara gives a Nafkamina, simple Nafkamina. The Gemara gives a Nafkamina. Okay, so Ma Sakinoi.
No, if you ripped up, if you were to have a
Shirayim
not in the pathway of
correct,
the
correct.
And you just ripped it, right?
Correct.
Would there be the
correct. That's what the Hafla says in Nafkamina.
Right,
correct. Correct. That was last week, correct. But I'm saying that these two lumdus in Kimle Bidamine is perhaps the machlekes between the two Pshatim in. That's right. In the beginning when I learned like that in Machlokes. Now by the way, these two pshatim is not made up. It's already actually the Shittim Kubetzes. I'll just tell you quickly the sugya outside because I really want to get to the next part. But the Shittim Kubetzes has a question, the famous Gemara where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in Bavel Kama, number 3 in the sheet. Hamadlik es agodish v'hoyu b'kelim v'dolkoi, etc. If you light a haystack, and the Gemara says, if you had a goat that was attached to the haystack and the slave that was near it, yichayev. Why? Because the slave could have run away, so therefore you yichayev to pay for the goat. But evet kafus loy ugdi samach loy v'nisravi moi potter. But if the slave was attached to the haystack and you lit the haystack and at the same time you burnt the slave, it was attached to it, and the goat also got killed, so the yipotah to pay for the goat. Why? Rashi says, because kam leved rabminei. Because since the eved was kafus loy, was attached to the haystack, so therefore you did a meiser, when you lit it, you did a meiser of kam leved rabminei, and that same action killed the slave, and destroyed and damaged the goat, burnt the goat, so you put them because of kam leved rabminei. So the Rishonim asked the question, that who says it happened at the same time? Right? Why did Kimle Rabinei? Who said that at the same time? So the Rashba gives an answer. Look at number 4. Shamelach brings down. Umetzosi l'shar l'Rashba b'chidush of perket zeregel huksloi kikushes ravzal b'zel l'shoinai evet kavusloi mishum dekamshiv l'Rabbi Minei. 4. Point number 4. Kashli amai potter v'mischai v'godish kaidim sheischai v'nafshes shel evet. Because the haystack got burnt, and the eved or the kavdi or whatever, the haystack itself, yichayev before him, because that happened before the slave got killed. Ve'efsher the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, Ish Rabbi Yechon, Nami Ish Mishum Chitzoy, Kol Shitza Fil Begadish, Ve'ev Kol Shlosh Samuchloi, Shev Leroy Chavlei, Mishas Hatzos Eish Begadish, Roidei, V'nasa Legadish to Roidei Shavu Kalim. Remember we said last week that what's the concept of Roidei? The once I'm chayev misa, then I'm not chayev mamim. A roidev is the first concept of kamlei b'dominei, which means the roidev is the person who's going after someone to kill, so then he's already chayev misa. Then if he destroys something at the same time, even if it's a separate misa, it's potter because of kamlei b'dominei. So the Rashi is the same thing over here. When you are lighting the haystack, so you're a roidev on this person, on this evet, so even though it didn't happen yet, but you're ready a roidev, once you're roidev ready, you put the kamlei b'dominei, which means it depends on the chi of misa. You ready chi of misa?
Interesting. I would have said the other. Did you say esho mishum chetzio?
I know.
Same as zorak chetzio. You have. You could just say.
I know.
You say it's one
I know. The Rashba's teretz was that it's considered. I'm ready chi of misa. Why am I chayav misa? Because I'm a roidev, because I'm lighting the fire. I got it, but for sure esho mishum chetzio. It also works. Oh, so he brings down the Shah Melech brings down. From the Ri Ishkapa, look at number 4a. When I argued with my Rebbe, Herani Shinim Tzekotzev, he showed me, he found in the pinkas, he found the paper, Mishem Merebi Mari Ishkapa, Shuk Shalom, Masini Perkoines, Dasa Machal Hosomatic is a goddess, hey, if it comes to the Jamal Rizim of Bari, Chai Misal, Ever, the Kumra, Mikubis Rasdal, the Maishno Mahal, the Gain of Kizbe Shabbos, etc., etc., Vimkain Hosom Nami, the third line in 4a, Kishen nisraf hagodish miyad, nischayv tishlum hagodish. The haystack gets burnt, yichayv right away on the money. V'achirach nisraf, v'alachim misha, v'alamina, misha, v'alamina, misha, v'alamina. It's not coming to the Rabbinim, because the haystack got burnt right away. If the haystack got burned right away, the chiyuv moment happens before the chiyuv isa. So why is it come leveled avinei? Right? So the Rashi's sarach was, as soon as you light the haystack, you're right eight. You're right eight, you chayv misa already. You chayv misa, then whatever you do afterwards, you're potter while you are chayv misa. Not afterwards, but the same action is called chayv misa. But he asked the same question. What did he answer? Number 4b, says the Seretz. The chol dover shabolloi mikoyach maisa achas, afos bi shezebo rishon zebo achoin, kain malik is a goddess, bish maisa shosbo, hachol choshev kivas achas. In other words, if it's one action, one maisa, that's already two of kamel rabbinis. Even though the death only happens afterwards, but from my action, what did I do? I lit, that's the smart. I lit that haystack. That's my action that's going to cause misa, and that's going to cause tashlumin. The same action cannot be chayv me both, and that's the second svar of kam levi l'aminei. So we see both these svaras are being used by the Rishonim in order to answer the Gemara, why when I lay a haystack, I'm potter on the haystack, because it's a chayv misa, even though the chayv misa happens afterwards.
It's a part in hovering, right? It's hovering over, right?
That's the first svar, the chayv misa. The second svar is my maisa. I do an action. If it's the extent of my maisa is mechayv misa, and that's the same action is chayv mamon, it cannot be. The action cannot be chayv tov. Two things.
But the maisa, in other words, the koyach of the maisa, the original, so it's starting.
Yeah, even if I'm not chayv misa yet,
yeah, so
but the fact that I did a maisa that's the svara coming from. And by the way, where do you get the svara from? Where do you get the svara from? So the Arth Mech says you get the svara from the fact that if I kill somebody b'shoygeik, correct? I kill someone b'shoygeik, and at the same time I damage while I throw a dagger through his heart and I rip his shirt, right? So I'm chayev misa b'shoygeik, but there's a p'tur kamei l'aminei. What are we p'tur kamei l'aminei? We learn it from a pasuk, Tanda Bechizkiya, chayev misa shoygeikin. If you kill somebody, not only if you actually kill the person, but if he does an action that would make him chayev misa, he's pater for mamon. So what's the svar of chayve misa shogigim that potter kamle b'ramine, after all you don't kill the person, says the Arsameach, the same svar. Why? Because the action that I did is an action that technically would be make me chayev misa. You're right, I'm not chayev misa because I didn't give me hasra, but it's an action that would make me chayev misa. Then such an action, all I look at it is, oh my gosh, all we see is an action of killing, we don't see the action of bombing. That's the svar. The svar is if two are the meiser. Now the truth is, both these svaras are correct. It's a nice pshat to say like that in Rashi, correct? But what are they arguing about? Meaning, it's a good pshat to say the first shot holds the din of chiyuv, misa, mamon. Second shot the din of the meiser. It's all good to say that. But why are they arguing? What do you mean? Why are they not arguing? The man namu who says meiser holds mamisa also. Both dinim are correct. So what's the machlokes, the first pshat in Rashi, the second pshat in Rashi? Even more so, I have a hard time understanding, and Reb Chaim is busy with that. He's not really, in an indirect way, Reb Chaim, what they say, you know, you have to, Reb Chaim many times you have to add a bunch of pieces together, because he had a whole different way of looking at it. Reb Chaim clearly did not learn like that, because to say that the Chi of Misa starts at the Akira, that's hard to say that. I know the Rashi says that. And the Maram Shif says that also, but to say that I'm Chayv Misa without a Hanocha, you all ask that question, it's hard to say that. So I'll tell you what the Chaim says on the Sugya, and maybe that's the Machlokes, the first Pshat in the Gemara and the second Pshat in the Gemara. Again, you can learn the first Pshat Gemara, then in the Chiyuv, the Chiyuv starts at the Akira, then afterwards happens the Tashlumin, it's all one big Avera, come in the Aminei. Second Pshat says, no, that doesn't make sense. The chiyuv only starts at the end. Why my potter? Because the maisa that I'm doing an action, which is one action, throwing the arrow, that same action is an action that's going to make me chayv misa and make me chayv mamon. So if I likay alay shirayim, oh, it's a maisa, your potter come to laminate. What are they arguing about? Why does one and I get one and I get? I'll tell you pshat. So in order to answer this, there is a famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Sefer, but I'm not sure if we should do, you know, let me start with the Chaim Sefer. Chaim Sefer, we discussed it last week. It's not a Sefer, it's Chaim Alashas. We discussed last week, remember we saw Tosfos. Tosfos asked the Kasha with the case in Shabbos. You know, maybe turn to that Tosfos. Tosfos has a question, Shakir Tzorech Anochi. So Tosfos says, Kasha, number, all the way in the first page. There's a Tosfos, Akir Tzorech Anochi. says Tosfos, Kasha, the Amrinon b'Meruba, we say Meruba, Gabe Gonav u'Mocha b'Shabbos, the Potter. What's the case? The Gemara says that if a person steals on Shabbos, the Gemara says, Dalet v'hei, your Potter, by Shechita, Tavach u'Mocha, which means, if you steal and then you Shecht on Shabbos, so you Potter Dalet v'hei. Why you Potter Dalet v'hei? But Tavach u'Mocha, if you Shecht, you should be Chayav Dalet v'hei. Why you Potter be Shecht on Shabbos? Take three guesses. Come lebe the Rav Minei. Shechting on Shabbos is chayv dal zehei. Shechting after Gneva dal zehei. On Shabbos, come lebe the Rav Minei. The Gemara says, no. I'll even give a scenario where it's gonaf u'mochar b'Shabbos. If you sell on Shabbos, it's also potter because of come lebe the Rav Minei. What's the scenario? So the Gemara says, if a person steals, right, that's Gneva, when he's doing the Mechira, he tells the guy, hey, Jeff, do you want to buy my, I'm selling you my stolen object. Excellent. Mechira, chayv dal v'hei. How are we going to do it? I'm going to throw it from my chatzer into your chatzer. And I throw my chatzer into your chatzer, right? So then, by the time you're cutting it, that's when I'm chayv misa. Because I threw it from the shus yachit to another shus yachit. So I'm chayv misa by throwing it, and that's when the mechira takes place. The Gemara says, come lebe the Rabinei, God of Mocher, also come lebe the Rabinei. So Gemara asks the question, wait a second, that's not come lebe the Rabinei, why? Because when are you Chayev Misa, you Chayev Misa, what?
When it goes in the airspace.
No, if you don't hold, we don't hold Kalut to Kamishun Chadami.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says, no?
No. If you don't hold Kalut to Kamishun Chadami, so then you chayev misa only when it lands in the chatzer, but it's ready once it enters your airspace, not because of hanacha, but if you don't need hanacha. Once it enters your airspace, you kind of in chatzer. So therefore, the chiyuv mechira happens before the chiyuv misa. So the talk comes in, eh? So Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case where you said that I'm not selling it to you until it lands into your chatzer. So that's what the Gemara says. Beautiful. So Taisa asked a question by us that if you hold akirat tzarech hanacha, so then yechiyev misa is already in the beginning. The entire tune is if you sing yechiyev misa, so anyway, come lebe the Rabinei, just like zark chetz. Why is the Gemara to say that it's talking about the chiyev misa or that the mechira doesn't happen until after it lands? What do you mean? Even if the mechira happens as soon as it enters the thing, it's already come lebe the Rabinei because the chiyev misa also you don't have to wait for the hanacha because akirat tzarech hanacha. That says the kasha. So Taisa says that this Gemara over there argues in our Gemara, follows the Birmiya in Gittin, that we don't say that Gemara, that both sugyas basically argue each other. The problem is that the Rambam passes like both. And the Rambam, the Shah Melech, already asked the kasha in the Rambam. Turn to number 6. Ketzad Zorak Chet B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ketzad, what's the case of Kamle B'Draminei? Beis. Ketzad, what's the case? Zorak Chet B'Shabbos Mitchilas Abba. L'soif Abba. V'kora beget chaveira bali chosoi, oi shehid l'golosh chaveira b'shabes, oi shegonim kib l'shabes, v'im gavim, etc., etc., arei ze potim in ishlumin, she'isur shabes, v'isur gnei v'hezik bo'in kechot. So the Rambam says in halacha base, that if you throw an arrow, zorak chet b'shabes, and kora beget chaveira bali chosoi, and it ripped our garment, we say akira tzerech hanocha, and it's a tour of kamlev ramne. So the Rambam paskins, akira tzerech hanocha. Nevertheless, the Rambam says, number hey, Gonav u'mocha b'Shabbos, or shemocha l'avayzorach ha'v'shalom, shantunim ha'v'ochavishayim chamirim misa. Which means, if you sell on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv misa. V'im nasis melocha b'Shabbos be'is ha'mechira, potum etashlum ha'v'chamisha. But if it's kimle b'draminei, which means, you sell it in such a way, that you throw it in yichayim misa, then you potum. What's the case? K'goin sheloi hikne loi, at shetanuach b'chotza l'kech. In other words, I say it's not sold until it falls into the ground. And then it's come lebe l'avinei. So they all ask the question, if the Rambam holds akira tzerech hanocha, because Rambam just said if you throw an arrow, it rips your eye, akira tzerech hanocha, so then why do you have to say that the mechira doesn't happen until the hanocha is, once it falls into the property, as soon as it leaves, as soon as I throw it from one shus to the other shus, that's already akira tzerech hanocha. That's already I'm chayev misa. That's my maisa. That's mechayev me misa. And therefore, the kinyan, even if it goes, even before it falls down, the kinyan is done. It's all part of Akira Tzorech Hanochim. It's all part of the same time. It's Kimle V'Ramine, just like when I'm ripping the Shiraim, why does the Rambam have to say this case? If the Rambam holds Akira Tzorech Hanochim. So lastly, we gave one teretz. Reb Chaim gives a different teretz. Now, before we get to Reb Chaim's teretz in the Sefer, I told this over to my father, so my father said, oh, I'll tell you what my Rebbe, Reb Moshe Reb Aaron Soloveitchik, when I was a 16-year-old boy told me, almost 60 years ago, I'll tell you what he said from his Zayde, Reb Chaim, the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ralbag in Toelius. I said, huh? What is that? My father said, I'll tell you the Machlekes, I'll tell you the Lumbus, and then you'll see that's all connected the same thing. What is Machlekes? So the question is like this. The Gemara in Shabbos is like this. The halacha is that if you throw Dalad Amis B'shus Rabin, you chayev. Why chayev Dalad B'shus Rabin? Halacha Mosh Mesinai. Which means, if you do a Havara, Hatzah, not a throw, if you do a Havara, you walk Dalad Amis carrying something B'shus Rabin, then you chayev, that's an Avera, right? Halacha Mosh Mesinai, that's carrying. Dalad Amis B'shus Rabin. Throwing something, Dalad Amis B'shus Rabin, you also chayev. Why? Because if for every chiyav hoitzah you need two things. You need a akira, gotta pick it up. You need a hanocha, it's gotta land. Correct? Now, rishus rabim, the halacha is, it's not just enough to have a akira from one rishus and a hanocha in another rishus. That's when I go from one rishus yachit to another rishus yachit to rishus rabim, akira and hanocha. That's every time I have a hoitzah, I need to pick it up. Put it down. That's why, by the way, those that learned Gershu, Mishnah Berurah, Halacha is, if you see there's no air, keep on walking, don't stop, don't make the Hanacha, that's the point, and then throw it out while you're walking. Why? Because if there's no Hanacha, there's no Akira and Hanacha, you're not chayav carrying anywhere. So when I carry from one Rishus to another Rishus, I gotta make the Akira in one Rishus, the Hanacha in the other Rishus. When I carry four Amas in Rishus Rabim, there's a third component. I need to make the Akira, I need to make a hanocha, and I need to be carried four amas in the Rishus Rabbim. So the Gemara has a question. The Gemara says, look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Tanu Rabbana, number 7, Hazoyreg Mishus Rabbim Lishus Rabbim. If you throw from one Rishus Rabbim to another Rishus Rabbim, two separate Rishus Rabbim, Rishus HaYachid Be'emtza, and there's a Rishus HaYachid in the middle, so Dalad Amis Chayev. If you throw it four Amis, you're Chayev. Pachid Midalad Amis Potter. In other words, one Rishus Rabim, it's number 7 on the sheet. One Rishus Rabim to another Rishus Rabim, and there's a Rishus Yochid in between that makes it two separate Rishus Rabims. So as long as you throw it four Amis, you're Chayev. Right? My Pachid Midalad Amis Potter. Look in Rashi. Mishus Rabim, Mishus Rabim, Mishus Rabim, Mishus Rabim, Mishus Rabim, Im Ovar, Mishus Rabim, Dalad Amis, Vafilo Al Yedei Tziruf Chayev. Which means that even though it traveled four Amis in Mishus Rabim, Al Yedei Tziruf, what does it mean Tziruf? Half of it in one Mishus Rabim, half of it in the other Mishus Rabim, it's still, you have an Akira, you have a Hanocha, and you have four Amis in Mishus Rabim, you're Chayev. So the Gemara says, Maika Mashmon, what's the Chiddush? Hakamashmon, Rishuya is mitzdafois, Udilayam rinne kalutika mishun chadomi. Which means we don't say it's like it traveled over Rishus Yochid, like it stopped in Rishus Yochid. Rather, it's traveling four Amis in Rishus Rabim. But that's not the only Chiddush. Seven Chiddush also, two Amis in one Rishus Rabim, two Amis in the other Rishus Rabim as well. Got it? Clear. Says the Rambam, Halacha brings down this Halacha. Let's read the Rambam in 8. Hamavid peg you the gimel in the Hilchos Shabbos. Hamavid dald ames b'shus rabim zu im reshus rabim hashniya chayev b'pnei sha'aba ames b'shtei reshuya yisar rabim mitzdarfim m'mishenoch achevit b'shus b'neim. So you have four ames reshus rabim, even though half of it is one reshus rabim, after the other reshus rabim, it's mitzdarf. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Is Ram saying anything different in the Gemara? Straightforward in the Gemara, right? One Rishus Rabim, another Rishus Rabim, there's Akira, there's Hanocha, four Amos Rishus Rabim, it's Mitzvah. That's where the Rambam learns the Gemara. I think everybody learns the Gemara like that. The Rambam, the Rashi learns the Gemara, everybody learns the Gemara like that. that both Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can be mitzaref to fulfill my dictum of four amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Comes along the Ralbag. Turn to the next page. Says Ralbag like this. How about, says Ralbag, I'll say it outside first. How about if the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it travels 1.5 amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, another 1.5 amos in the other Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and 1 amma in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Are you chayiv in such a case? You have a question? What? The Rambam says clearly not. Look, the Rambam says, Shtei Rishus Rabim Mitztafim. Sha'ab Amas B'Shtei Rishus Rabim Mitztafim. Says the Ralbag in Tra'elios, in Parshas Yisroi, number 9, Umizeh HaSheresh Yisbayer, Shemi Shezoak HaChifet Mishus Rabim, Vehaviroi Derech Rishus Yochid, V'Noch Mishus Rabim, Akira Rishus Rabim, Hanoch Rishus Rabim. It traveled 4 Amas, but ki enoch chutz la'ab amas, okay, makiros chayv. As long as it traveled 4 amas, it's okay. Ki elu arba amas hem kemoi reshusa shel odom hayoshe behem. Ulezeh yitztarif yomor mshusa yochit lahashlim shiu arba amas. That even if, as long as you threw it 4 amas from the Akira, even if it didn't travel 4 amas in the Shus Rabin, that's good enough. As long as you threw it outside of your reshus, out of your Dalad Amos, because your Dalad Amos is all part of you, he says. So as long as you threw it outside your Dalad Amos, even though it didn't travel 4 Amos in Shus Rabim, if 1 Amos was in Shus Yachit, also good enough. That's what he says. V'ulam ha-Rambam nirem et dvarav, shehevin shelo yischayv, at shu shama'a ba'amos, mizulas v'shus ha-Yachit. V'lo yishayim, oin ha-Yidev, where do you get this from? Ki elo ha-ba'amos, hem shiu ma-sheish tachtav shel odom. In other words, the purpose of throwing it 4 amos is not that you have to have it 4 amos in the Shus Rabim. It just has to be away from you. Since a person is claiming his dal amos, so as long as you throw it away from you, 4 amos, that's good enough. Who cares if it travels 1 amos in the Shus Yachit? What's the machlekes Rambam and the Ralbag about? Says the Chaim, very simple. What's the machlekes? Famous chakira of Chaim. You heard this chakira. Famous chakira, but the second part is with the Rambam over here. If that's the introduction to the Chakira. So Ram says very simple. When the Torah says that you need Akira, you need Hanocha, Shus Rabim, Shus Yochit, Akira Hanocha, Yechayef. When the Torah says by Dalad Amos in Shus Rabim, you need Akira Hanocha, you need Dalad Amos, what's the pshat in Dalad Amos? Is the Dalad Amos that part of the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv Hanocha Lemesh Mesinai says Akira Hanocha, Dalad Amos, that part of the Chiyuv, is that the pshat? Or no? You need Akira, and you need a Hanocha, 4 Amos away from the Akira. But the Chiyuv is not that it has to travel 4 Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. It's just, the Hanocha has to be 4 Amos away from the Akira. But it doesn't have to travel 4 Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. It's not the component of Dalad Amos in the Rosh Hashanah, it has to travel 4 Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. No! The only two things you need, Akira and Hanocha. But the Hanukkah has to be 4 amos away from the Akira. Why? Like he says. Because within 4 amos, I never left the Rishus. It never left anywhere. After 4 amos, oh, that means it transferred somewhere. But the Dalad Amos is not a component of the Dal of the Chiyuv. It just has to move 4 amos away from where I threw it. That's the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ralbag. Right? By the way, that same Machlekes would also be a Svara. What's the chiyuv in Dalad Amos and Shus Rabim? If you learn like the Rambam, so Dalad Amos and Shus Rabim is that it has to actually travel 4 Amos and Shus Rabim. That's the chiyuv. 4 Amos and Shus Rabim is part of the chiyuv, clearly. But if you learn, there's a Baal Amar who says that no, the Dalad Amos and Shus Rabim is no different than throwing from Shus Rabim to Shus Yochit. Right? Akira, Hanocha. Why does it have to travel 4 Amos? Because it only is called two Rishuyos. If in a Rishus Rabim, it's only called a separate Rishus if it moves 4 Amos. Why? Because within 4 Amos, it's still my Rishus Yachid. Says the Baal Amar, that's what he says it. He says the Baal Amar that when you're throwing less than 4 Amos in Rishus Rabim, so it never left one Rishus to another Rishus. It's all my Rishus. The reason why Dalad Amos Rishus Rabim is because Rishus Rabim also means one Rishus to another Rishus. But in order to make it going out of my rishus, you have to have it for amos. Otherwise, not out of my rishus. Look at number 10. Because wherever I am, it's my rishus me. Look what he writes. Look, we're reading this. Wait, Ella, read number 10. Ella kol dal amos rishus rabim gemora gmiralu v'kulo toldos the rishus hayochel rishus rabim lenu. The throwing it for amos rishus rabim is also the same svara as going from rishus yochis to rishus rabim. Why? Because within four amos is my rishus yochis. I came past the rishus say my four amos. That means you came out of my rishus yochis. You went to rishus rabim. Why? Mefishadal amos shel adam b'chol makom kainis loy ukishus haydamian ukishemaiti chutzalehen b'zayka mave kemaiti rishus yochis rishus rabim domi. He says it clearly. He says the reason why I need four amos. Because there's no such svara as four amos rishus rabim. The svara is you got to move from rishus yochid to rishus rabim. So how do you do that? Throwing it out of my property, wherever I am, it's four amos. It's me, so I got to move it from my rishus yochid to another rishus rabim. So the Baal Amor learns that dal amos rishus rabim is just another way of saying rishus yochid to rishus rabim. Why? Because within four amos is all me, rishus yochid. After four amos, it's already out of my rishus. It's like it's doing rishus yachid to rishus rabim. That's what the Rambam learns. And therefore he says, it's irrelevant.
Why
one second.
The Rambam
wait. Rambam says like that, and therefore he says, it doesn't have to travel four amis in rishus rabim. As long as it's out of, from the akira where I stood, outside of that, four amis outside of that, it moved from rishus yachid to rishus rabim. The four amis is not part of the chiyuf. It's just a hechatimtza to get out of my rishus. That's where the Rambam learns. Mashenger and Rambam says no. That even if it travels more than four amos, but if the part of the four amos was a different rishus yochid, there's a halacha lama shesinai that rishus rabim you only chayif, you have akira and anocha and four amos in a rishus rabim. So even if it's out of my rishus, but that's not the svara. Rishus rabim, four amos rishus rabim is not from rishus rabim to rishus yochid, my rishus to rishus rabim. That is out of my four amos. The svara of rishus rabim is akira hanocha and four amos rishus rabim. And machlek is what the svara is. Why dalat amos rishus rabim? Why dalat rishus rabim yuchayev? The Baal Amor learns dalat rishus rabim yuchayev is because rishus rabim just means throwing rishus rabim just means taking it out of my rishus. Just like rishus yochid rishus rabim. So my rishus is dalat amos. Moving it four amis means going out of my rishus yochid into the rishus rabim, but you don't need four amis actually to travel in the rishus rabim. Even if the whole thing is the rishus yochid, doesn't make a difference. Mashiach the Rambam says no. You need four amis in the rishus rabim. That's the halacha mishinai. That's the chiyuv. Not because it's out of my rishus. This is halacha dal amis rishus rabim. Now, that if you learn like that, that famous chakira that Reb Chaim learns between Rambam and Ralbag, so then Reb Chaim says another svara. Says Reb Chaim, if that's a svara, I'll tell you pshat, the difference between akira tzarech hanocha in our gemara in Ksuvis and the case of Shabbos where I throw it from one shus to another shus. Says Reb Chaim, very poshut. What's the difference? That's Reb Chaim, by the way.
It is genius. No, but when do you mean dal? When you say akira tzarech hanocha, that's only by ma'amar dal and alz brishus.
Why?
Because you need well, let me get to the other way. When you're going from mostly my rishus to rishus.
Which meaning I throw the mechira right. From one my rishus to your rishus, correct?
No, that's not my rishus.
Right, not my rishus. Yeah.
So that
the chiv mechira. Why not? Why not? That's exactly the point. He says, that's exactly the point. He says, where do I say akira tzarech hanocha?
So Chaim.
No. If Chaim, I think, learns stuff like this. He says, you guys got it all wrong. Kim Levi Dramine, Akira Tzarech Hanocha does not mean that once I pick up the Akira, that's when the Chiyuv starts. No such thing! The Chiyuv is until the Hanocha, there's no Chiyuv. They can't say Akira Tzarech Hanocha, like we learned in the beginning, the Chiyuv Misa starts right away. Surely not! Says Reb Chaim, but I'll tell you Pshat Akira Tzarech Hanocha. Says Reb Chaim, if I'm throwing four Amos in the Shush Rabin, based on his previous Yisoid, so the Chiyuv Aveira is three parts. Akira, Hanacha, and the four amos traveled is all part of the Avera. The Avera is all three parts. The Akira, the Hanacha, four amos traveled. It's all part of it. See, it's all part of it, says Reb Chaim. If I destroy Shirayim during the four Amos, that's Kim Levi Rav Mine. That there is the entire king. That there is beginning, middle, and end. All that is part of the Avera. Not because the Chiyuv Misa starts right away. But I'm simply, at the time of the Avera, that's when I'm ripping the Shirayim. The Avera is all four Amos, that's Akira Tzarech HaNochem. Masha Enke, in the case where I throw from my Rishus to your Rishus, there's no Akira Tzarech HaNochem. Why? Because that's not Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. That's from one Rishus to the other Rishus. There is no Svar of four Amos. There's the Akira and the Hanocha, but there's no time in between that's part of the Avera. It's just Hei Chetimtze, Hei Nid Akir, Nid Hanocha. But the time in between is not part of the Avera. And if the time in between, that's where it gets caught, right? In the person's Rishus. In the time in between the Akir and the Hanocha, there's no Kam Levi Lamine. That's exactly his Svarah. That's how he answers the Pshat in the Rambam. We said Akir Tzarech Hanocha, so why does Rambam have to say that it's not clean until it falls into the Shus? What do you mean Akir Tzarech Hanocha the whole time? No, the whole time is only by Dal Amos. Because there the Dal Amos is part of the Avera. Masha'en came by one Shus to another Shus, then it's Akira, this Hanocha has to travel. But that's not part of the Avera. So therefore Chaim says, there's no Kam Levi Lamine. Look in the word over here.
It shouldn't matter whether it's the Rambag or the Rambag.
Right. Why?
Either way.
I thought it was dependent on one or the other.
Why? You still got to go four rounds.
Why? Slow down. Why is that a side show? I know, because my father swears not to get it. But I thought, yes.
You still got three parts. You got Akira, four rounds.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the difference?
I'll tell you why. If you learn like the Rambam Svarah, that by Rishus Rabim, the Dald Amos is part of the Avera, that the Rambam learns, then you have the whole Svarah. The Rambam can say your Svarah in the Chaim can say Svarah between this and that. But if you learn like the Ralbag, that means that Dalet Amos, even by a regular Dalet Amos, is not part of the Avera. You just need that Kira and Anoche just to Hechatimtzit to get from one to the other. Then that's the same as going from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. Then you wouldn't be able to make the distinction between Dalet Amos Zohar Shirayim and Rishon Yishus Yochid Rishus Rabim. That's all I'm saying. One second.
I got Akira, I got Hanocha, and I have to go.
No, no. So look. So the read number 11a inside. Wait. Read 11a inside. Read 11a inside. V'amad Rach Zatzal b'zel Yashav Akusha v'chilek, and he differentiated ben Zorik Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim lemoitzi Yishus Rishus. The Zorik Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim. Kol ha-dalet amos hem gormei ha-chiyuv. All part of the Avera. If you learn like we learned in the Rambam, not like the Ralbag, that the dalet amos is the Avera. The Avera is Akira Danocha and dalet amos. V'lochein mifter b'shum kamlei b'ravinei. That's why you put the kamlei b'ravinei. Not because the Akira is the mice Avera. No. The Avera is the entire time. B'zorek v'kore shirayim b'alichosoy. Every part of the four Amos is part of the Avera. Aval b'moitzim l'shus l'shus, throwing it from l'shus yachit to l'shus rabim, ein ikur goy machiyuv, ela haitzom l'shus l'shus. The Akira and the Hanocha. Ve'en echayev ele v'akira v'hanocha. Ve'en etzem gor me'achiyuv. The Avera is the Akira and the Hanocha. Yeah.
He's focusing on the
Zmana Avera.
On the Chiyuv
Misa. No, correct. On the Chiyuv Misa. Correct, not the Misa. On the Chiyuv Misa. But the Chiyuv Misa is either the entire time, or just the beginning and the end. Aber masha nigmur ha-mechira mechimot el avir. That time when it's between the Akira and the Hanocha, not by Dalet Amos, Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid, that's not part of the Avera. That's not from Gom Achiyuv. V'lechein, lay domelo the Baruch B'Ksuv is the Rabbi and the writer of Gom Kis. Doesn't say what you say, that's something else. But basically what he's saying is that Dalet Amos, the entire four Amos, is part of the Avera. At that time period, that's the Avera. That's the Chiyamon, come later Aminei. My thing is, throwing from one Shus to the other Shus, you need that Akira, you need the Hanacha, but the traveling in between, that's not the point. The point is, going from one Shus to Yachid, to Shus to Rabin. Akira Shus to Yachid, Anochin Rishus Rabim. Therefore, just because you're kind of the chotzer in between, that's not going to be kamle b'derab minein. However, if you learn that Dalet Amos is also only just a way of going from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, because it has to travel, but not that part of the chiyuv, it's just that's out of my Rishus, then you wouldn't answer anything. Meaning, then it would be the same this case and that case, and maybe that's why the second trap has to learn because of the Maisa. That's all I want to say. The first trap learns like a b'chaim, clearly. That's what Rashi says. The Aveira starts and doesn't end until the end. That's the first trap. The second trap maybe learns like the other, the Ralbag and the Balamor, that Dalet Amos also the between parts is no Maisa Aveira. So what must it be? It must be the Maisa, and that's what Rashi says, Zohar Shirayin, that's the other pshat in the sugya, not the Chiv Misa, but rather the Maisa. That's all I want to say. Yes?
I think you take one more step. So it's such a nice shot. How come Tosos didn't think of it? I think the answer is because Tosos is focusing on the Maisa, not the Chiyuv.
Correct. Like the second shot of the Gemara.
On the Maisa, then
correct. 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 It's clear now. You're right. This is only the Chiyuv Misa. It's the Din of the Maisa. So the Maisa is the same Maisa. Who cares that at the time when it's Kana, there's no Chiyuv Misa? The time I threw it is a Maisa. That's what might be the second shot of the Gemara. So, and my son tells me that, Abba, you can say any shot you want in Rashi, yes, like that, places. At the end of the day, but these are the svaris that are playing around in the sugya. In other words, come to Name, if you learn it's a Maisa, I get that Rashi. Zohar Shirayim, Soifa, Likoyla Shirayim, it's all the Maisa, I get that. That's the second shot. But the first shot doesn't, you don't have to say anymore that at the Chiyuv Misa starts. No! The Chiyuv Misa is the entire time. That's Kamle Vidamine. But that only works by Dalet Amos, and therefore, by throwing from one Rishus to the other Rishus, where the Aveira is picking up in the Rishus Rachis, ending up in the Rishus Rabim, but the travel in between is not part of the Aveira. Yeah, you can't have Anoch unless it travels in between. But that's not the Aveira. That's not Gurme HaChiyuv. So the Chaim, there's no Kamle Vidamine. That's why the Rambam couldn't learn that. Even there's no tear to up enough over there, and then the Rambam says the only way you kind of is the case is too much, and Mechir only happens if it falls in the Chatzar, and that's the case of Kamei Rabbi. But that's at least the famous of Chaim on Akira Tzor Chanocha in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay.
How do you compare to